Hi, this is Wade. Hey, there's an update I just found out about that girl that fell off the tower in Texas about 3 months ago. Her mother has hired an attorney to look into a wrongful death. And by that, she hasn't filed a lawsuit yet. That's why I didn't say wrongful death lawsuit. But what she has done is hired an attorney to look into it. She's reviewing the reports, and she's a little upset that some of the reports are rather vague. There's a really good article in there I have from a magazine, San Angelo Live. And I would highly recommend you go to the link, wadeforwireless.com or wadesarver.com/podcast, and check it out. Because the article goes into quite a bit about the background, the accident. The girl did work for the tower company, and her boyfriend worked there, and her supervisor, Grimes, that's his last name, was on the scene the day of the accident. You know, he was actually there, and I guess they were training her. It was her first climb, and they had the safety talk on the ground, and I guess after she had fallen, you know, she went up, and Grimes was already on the ground, and then he literally, and this is sad, if you don't want to hear this, cover your ears, but he was on the phone taking a phone call, and he heard her hit the ground, and then he looked over, and there she was. So he immediately hung up, called 911, and made an effort to get the ambulance there as soon as possible. So it's a horrible, tragic accident, and he was very close with the girl and her boyfriend, from what the article says. And according to him, basically, they just did not have, she did not have one of the hooks clipped on properly. That's what he was saying. I assume it was on one of the lanyards. I don't know if it's a safety lanyard, the other lanyard. Apparently she didn't have her safety lanyards tied off, but you know, it's just a horrible thing. So anyway, he called the ambulance, and I don't know if any of you remember the story, but she died on the way to the hospital. She just didn't make it. They got the ambulance there quickly, and they did everything they could, but, you know, it just wasn't us. Very sad. But it also goes into, you know, SBA was the owner of the tower, and the company they worked for was Joston Communications. Sorry, I had it here a minute ago. Yeah, Joston Communications. They do a lot of maintenance work on towers. What it doesn't say is what they were doing there that day. It doesn't say about why she went up. Maybe it was just a climbing. It was her first climb. So she did, according to this article, according to Deputy Sheriff Abel Quezada, she was on the job. She was a tower climber. So it's sad. It's a shame it had to, you know, it's a shame we lose anyone in this industry. And God bless her. Hearts and prayers go out to her. But if you want more information, wadeforwireless.com, go to the blog, read it. And I'd like to thank Tower Safety, which is something that everyone here could use. Again, another safety course. They're based out of Texas. But Tower Safety, thank you for being a sponsor. I appreciate it. Their number is 480-313-0678. And I really appreciate them supporting me like this. All right, everyone. Remember, be smart, be safe, pay attention. And for heaven's sakes, if someone new is on the tower, keep an eye on them. Watch them all the time. And maybe for their first climb, they shouldn't go up 200 feet. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I won't get into it. If she didn't have it clipped off properly, I don't know what else to blame other than training. And that's in my head. But I do feel bad for all these other people, her boyfriend and Miss Jonathan Grimes. I mean, you got to feel bad for the guy because, you know, he was there. And I guess he was just confident she knew what she was doing. It's very sad. And I don't know. I think Joston Communications, obviously, I don't know how this lawsuit's going to play out. I don't know who they're going to sue. I don't know if SBA will get sued. I don't know if Joston will get sued. I just don't know. But something has to change here. I just don't know what it is. So hopefully OSHA will investigate. This is something I got from Stephen Covey. I don't know who did the original quote. But this is why we fill out things like that and we go the extra mile. This is why we don't use excuses like we're too busy to help somebody out. I sought my God, and my God I could not find. I sought my soul, but my soul eluded me. I sought my brothers to serve in his need, and I found all three, my God, my soul, and thee. That's why we help each other. It's not just to make them feel better. It's not just to make us feel better. It's to make us realize our faith in God, make us find our soul, and make us understand why we do what we do. Keep safe.